Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Trouble with the Snap podcast. Your host, Jay File, co-host, co-partner in crime, Tyler Hayward, will be with me momentarily. I'm kind of glad he's not right now because I have a whole lot to say about Michigan. And he really doesn't like Michigan, which why should anyone like Michigan at this point with the ridiculousness every year that you have to hear about with Michigan? It's getting to the point, look, I have fell for it so many times as a Michigan fan that I'm just sitting here every time they win from now on, I'm just not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to get excited. I'm not going to stick my chest out, congratulate. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything anymore when Michigan wins. Because clearly this fan base, when they win, they think they won the Super Bowl every time. Or they think they won the NBA championship every time they win. We seem to just do that. You know, we win the battle for Atlantis, and now we're the greatest college basketball team ever assembled. Newsflash. North Carolina stinks. Gonzaga had players hurt. That's just the facts. Look, was it great to win it? Sure, exciting. It's nice. It's nice to win. It's nice to win championships at any level, in any time of the year. Absolutely. No question. But we're getting to the point as Michigan fans where we think when we win something, we won it all. And it's just not the truth. Last night's performance should have been, as in Jawan would say, a humble pie treat after our crappy, boastful dinner that we ate that really wasn't that good, that we were bragging about this wonderful dinner we made, and then we ate the humble pie afterwards. Juwan's great. I knew it. Iowa beat the crap out of us. Clearly, Iowa has a really good weight training program because they looked a lot stronger than us. They looked stronger than us. They looked smarter than us. They look more skilled than us. And by the way, Iowa is a good basketball team. But for all of you Michigan fans who want to keep saying this is the greatest team, every time we win, we think we've won it all. Iowa is probably a team that if they make the NCAA tournament, will lose in the second game or the first game. So just remember when we get excited again, because this is what we do. Michigan, oh, when Isaiah Livers comes back, we're going to win it all. Well, I got news for people. Isaiah Livers played last year, and we didn't win anything. So I'm not sure if you guys remember that, but that's just kind of how it is. And Tyler's with me. So Tyler, just allow me to rant a little more, because this is the most disappointed I've ever been in myself as a Michigan fan, and the most disappointed I've ever been. And this is a little bit of a wake-up call. Or as Jawan would say, I said earlier, Tyler, some humble pie. Jawan Howard, number one, why don't you quit ripping reporters for asking you questions? Our football coach does that too. Not working out very well for him. So when a reporter asks you a simple question about why you played Austin Davis, don't go, did you play basketball? Are you trying to tell me how to coach now? Honestly, Jawan, if I ask you the question, yeah, I'm going to tell you how to coach. The post defense isn't working. Why don't we double a little more? You know, hey, why don't we not run a ball screen action every time? How about that? I'm offended by the comment Jawan made, but this is so typical. This is so typical of Michigan. The J.
Well, that was my question for you.
Well,
really
it's
quick.
Just hype. It's just hype. Go ahead and intervene, Tyler. Call me down because I have had enough.
No, I mean, my question
I'm
for you was about the post defense, because you look at what Michigan's done. They have a guy like Teske who was a pretty good post defender last season, and now you look at what Michigan's done this year. They've given up 77 points to Luka Garza over two games. Xavier Tillman killed Michigan on the inside. Kofi Coburn killed Michigan on the inside. Travion Williams killed Michigan on the inside. Like, what does Michigan need to do to rectify that? Because Teske's a good post defender, so it's not necessarily anything on him.
Well, there's a lot of things you could do. Here's number one, what you could do, because this fan base is very similar to what they're very similar to the coaching staff, full of excuses and full of softness. Juwan could step up and say, we stunk last night on defense. It's the attitude. It's not the play. You know, I'm not going to rip young college kids. You know, I mean, that's just not where I'm going to go with this. Does John Teske need to play a little better in post defense? Sure. Quit fouling so much. Go straight up. Quit slapping at guys. Absolutely. And I'm sure these are things that the coaching staff has mentioned. It's the culture problem that is Michigan in football and basketball. Juwan, after his presser, congratulations to my players. I thought we were away from that. Gosh, I thought John Beilein was the soft guy. Apparently not. Apparently John Beilein had his team playing much better defensively. So I think at some point, Tyler, you have to man up and say what's out there. Quit lying. Tell the truth. We stink on defense right now. We have to do things differently. But instead, this coaching staff in football and basketball continues to do this. Lie to the public, make things up, and we all fall for it because it's all about sales and Michigan. Yay, we're great. The leaders and best. No, you're the worst defensive team in the Big Ten at times. Just say it. Just say it. People that are real people will actually appreciate it. And, yeah, they might hurt your feelings and say bad things about you, Juwan. Guess what? You're making a lot of money to coach basketball. It's just kind of how it goes. But it's ridiculous. And I'm tired of the fake news. I'm just going to say it. Fake news. It's fake news when people say Michigan's great. They're not. They're not great. And we fall for it. And I'm not tired of it. I'm tired of it. Every year I was falling for it. So here's my thing. My new thing I'm going to do, and Tyler's going to hold me accountable. Tyler, please hold me accountable. When we win, I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to say anything. When Michigan wins, good job. On to the next. That's all I'm going to say from now on. Good job. On to the next. If we win the first round of the tournament, if we make the tournament, on to the next. Let's win the next game. We win that one, on to the next. We get to the national championship. Boy, it'd be sure nice if we could win one of these things. That's all I'm going to do from now on. Michigan and football are going to go 8-0 next year. Hopefully we can win the next one. They'll be, you know, they might shock the world, 11-0. We'll play Ohio State. Oh, my God, I hope we win. If they win that one, hey, let's try to win a trophy once, Jimmy. That'd be nice. Okay, and now my rant's over. Let's get to more important things. My gosh, Cassius Winston broke the Big Ten record. I'm sitting here ranting, but this is getting out of control. Please help me with Michigan, Tyler. I know you are loving this right now. I've had enough.
In all honesty, I don't know how to help you because we said at the beginning of the season that with the lack of scoring that Michigan's going to have this year, with Xavier Simpson up top and with John Teske down low, that this team defensively should be able to lock it in. And for whatever reason, they've just been completely unable to do that. And you kind of thought that would be – you kind of thought that they'd be able to because that's what Juwan Howard's specialty is. That's what he was known for in the NBA, the post defense. And right now they've been getting eaten alive on the inside.
Oh, it sounds
and
so familiar. We had a great quarterback. And he's a great quarterback coach too. Sounds so familiar. JH, just hype. Anyway, continue.
So in all honesty, I don't know where to go with this Michigan program. They don't have that bona fide scorer. But they do have guys who can step up occasionally. And as long as they play the team game, as long as they do it defensively too, because I think that's one of the things that's kind of separated Michigan from Michigan State this season. Because you think about it, neither guys have a ton of scoring options. Obviously, Michigan State has more. The help defense has been more reliable at Michigan State. Michigan looks... You know what? You've been making the comparison. I'm going to do it too. They look like their football team right now. They look like they're sitting there and they're playing for themselves defensively. When you watched the game last night between Michigan State and Wisconsin, you saw Winston sagging in. You saw Henry going to double and then getting back to his guy, which, by the way, that's the first time that's happened this year. So congratulations, Aaron Henry, for
having a pretty solid
game. And then Gabe Brown is, you know, using that length that he has as a 6'7" guard, reaching in, and you have those guys helping. Watts did a great job last night helping defensively obviously, you know, they all three of those guys, Henry, Brown, and Watts, had good games offensively as well, which is what Michigan State finally needed, and they finally got. But it's defensively, they're not just responsible for their guy. They're responsible for a team defense, and you see Tillman call the shots from the post quite a bit, and you see the guys on the back end telling the guys up front what to do. Hey, we're switching this. Hey, we're taking this. And you see that a lot more with Michigan State than you do with Michigan right now. Michigan looks like they're playing individual basketball on defense, and I think that's been the big difference.
Well, I think the before I go back to how I really feel about Michigan as far as the negativity point, because they deserve everything I'm about to say. This isn't lies. These are facts. There is the one – this is probably going to sound like an excuse, but I'll just say it anyway. They are lacking in foot speed on the wing right now, and guys like Franz Wagner have a hard time staying in front of people. And there is some they're challenged with speed defensively laterally. They just are. So there's some things that I sit here and I say, okay, well, you know, Iowa might be a little better at this spot. But here's the problem. The problem is, I would say the big problem with Michigan basketball now is the way they run their offense. They might score points at times, but they're in a hurry, and it's just not translating. Last year, John Beilein ran a systematic offense, concept-driven. They ran it wasn't just ball screen. They moved the ball side to side. There was a lot of movement. Multiple guys touched the basketball. Right now, I think what happens with Michigan, their offense is so simplistic that guys are standing around a lot. And when you're standing around on offense, what do you do on defense? You stand around. And Juwan seems to continue to have this statement, Tyler, where he says, you know, you can't feel sorry for yourself, man, when you don't get the ball on offense. Well, you know what? You need to get the ball on offense, Juwan. Move the ball around. You need to – I mean, Michigan State, when they come down, they pass, pass, pass. They move it around. It isn't just Cassius all game long off the ball screen. Honestly, that kind of works for them because Cassius is a much better player than Simpson. We'll get into that later. But my point is you've got to get guys involved. And honestly, Eli Brooks, I mean, you guys know how I felt about Eli Brooks lately. But he was fantastic last night. And if he didn't shoot the ball the way he shot, that would have been a double-figure loss for sure for Michigan. And at this point, besides all the fundamental things we could talk about with Michigan, I want to talk about the big picture things. This is what we are as a program. I'll be honest, in football, Ohio State's just that much better. And I think Jim Harbaugh probably gets maybe too much slack in sometimes. But the hype machine is so big that this is what you deserve. You deserve this when you get so much hype behind your program. When you got people coming up saying, Juwan Howard's going to win national championships in Michigan, I'm going to tell you right now, you better expect some feedback that's like this. Because this is the type of attitude you present. You present the attitude that we're for sure going to win national championships because Juwan Howard's here. Why? Why? Did he ever win one? No. So why should Michigan win one now? And I'm just tired of it. And then that's why this is why Michigan loses so much. Because they're arrogant. I never said it this way before. Tyler knows me. He knows I've been a Michigan fan my whole life. And even me, you know, I don't like to admit that. We are arrogant. We think we're going to just get it handed to us. Newsflash, people don't like you. They want to beat you. They don't like Michigan. Fran McCaffrey, it was hilarious last night, Tyler. After the game, he looked at Juwan like quick handshake and walked right by. He loved beating Juwan. He don't want to kiss Juwan's butt. People don't like it. Do you think people like it when he's doing the cabbage patch and Michigan's awesome and they're going to win championships? No. They want to beat you. And that's my problem with Michigan. I could sit here and talk about all the flaws and things they got to get better at because they got to get better. We know that. But my question is for you, Tyler, for Michigan, so we can jump into the positive part of the show, Michigan State. What in the world can Michigan do to get past that attitude? How can you change it? Is it something Juwan says? Is it something they do different in their program? What can they do fundamentally to change this attitude and culture? Because this attitude and culture is not winning. Who's got it better than us? Two teams every year in the Big Ten East in football. That's who has it better than us every single year. And I'm sorry, that's not cutting it for me.
How do they change it, Tyler? Here's my thing. I'm going to say something that I've tried to refrain from saying on the show. And I've said it a lot off the record to other people when I was talking about this hire of Juwan Howard to Michigan basketball. I said Juwan Howard comes off too arrogant to do anything about this. It's, I mean, what you said, is it a culture thing? Is it a program thing? Does coach need to say anything different? The answer is yes. The answer to all of those questions are yes. Because if you sit there and you listen to his press conference, his introductory press conference, that is obviously a lot about the head coach. And that was all that he talked about. He did not talk about the team all that much. He talked about how great it was for him to be back and all of his wins, you know, that are still there. All of his wins that he had as a basketball player there and all the good times that he had as a basketball player there. And after the Michigan State game and after the Michigan State game and after the Iowa game, you heard him say, "This is a family. This is a family. We stick together. We're all brothers. But these kids know that they got a coach that has their back. These kids know that they got a coach that will this. These kids know that they got a coach that will that." Yeah, it's arrogance. It's arrogance. And you could tell when he was dancing and he was in the middle of everything, he kind of pushed himself through more or less in the battle for Atlantis. When you look at Tom Izzo, you know, the players are dancing, and then they all run around Izzo. And the players were probably hyped for Juwan Howard. I'm not trying to take it away from him, not saying, like, he's a look-at-me type guy. But he is to an extent, and I think that that's a problem. And I think it's a trickle-down effect. You hear Mark D'Antonio when he talks about some of the things that Michigan football does pre or post-game, and he says it's a culture thing. He goes, it starts at the top and it trickles its way down. And that's what it is. That's what's going on in basketball right now. And you see a lot of this ISO and you see all the ball screening and you don't see the ball movement. It's trickle down. And I think that that's the big problem with Michigan basketball. I'm not saying that, you know, they're not going to compete and they can't beat Michigan State at Chrysler. I'm not saying that this is going to derail like a Jim Schwartz type situation, but I mean, you'd be lying to yourself if you say you absolutely cannot see it going that way. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a difficult situation. We appear to have some connection issues with Jeremy. We will try to get that back. But, look, this Michigan basketball program, they've got to look at themselves in the mirror. Juwan Howard has to look himself in the mirror, and they need to get this together. Now, File did say we were going to talk a little bit about Cassius Winston, and we are going to make some comparisons to Michigan basketball as well. He talked about Cassius being that guy who's so good off the pick and rolls and getting those assists, and where Xavier Simpson isn't quite as able to do that. But Cassius, man, whew. All right, so it appears that we have Jeremy back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you like that? Yeah, I merged the calls. We're okay.
Oh, so let me just say this. I'm sitting there, and I thought Juwan might have, you know, somehow gotten our call and disrespected our show like he did the reporter yesterday. Maybe not. I don't know. Juwan, hello. Are you there? Oh, are you working on double team of the post? Oh, you're not. Okay. Cool. Cool story. All right. Let's keep losing.
So File apparently, since he's been disconnected, has apparently, you know, lost his sanity on the way.
Yes,
back,
yes,
but
I
you know
have.
What? We do have him back, and we were just talking about Cassius Winston and his ability off the screen and rolls, and you talked about how he facilitates and everything, and how Juwan kind of pushes the brake and you say that Simpson can't really do that. But when you look at Cassius doing it, it's not always him. You sit there and you see him, I mean, you see him make that first pass, but the one early on in the game last night, he passed it up the wing to Henry while the defense was still trying to get straight, and then Henry made the play.
Sure.
And those are the type of things that are lacking from Michigan's fast break. He wants to push the ball, but he doesn't have a point guard that looks up and makes the plays along the wing to spread the defense, to get the defense to panic, to get them to try to find their assignments in a hurried fashion. And I think that that's ultimately the difference when you watch these two teams try to run.
Well, I think the one thing I will say, and even though I did lose my sanity there, I'm trying to get it back. I'm going to say a big statement here, and I know it's probably not going to, you know, and if it bites me in the butt, I would be happy if it does. I would be so happy to admit I was wrong, because I always do. If I'm wrong about this statement I'm about to make, I don't think Juwan Howard will ever come close to winning as much as John Beilein. I think there'll be a lot of excitement. I think he'll get great players. I think the national championship talk is laughable. Juwan came from the NBA. It's no different than the NFL with Jim Harbaugh. I don't think the stuff he's running is not something that this team is accustomed to running. He's going to have to run it with guys who are more individualized, one-on-one type players. You're absolutely right when you say Simpson doesn't look up. Well, you know, he's not – there's just guys, if he pushes the ball, they're probably not as athletic as an Aaron Henry. So, but there's got to be a trust level. You got to get the ball up. You got to push it. If you want to run the fast break, that's going to be predicated on how well you push the ball with the pass.
Where you say they're not as athletic as Aaron Henry, I think you have an influx of combo guards at Michigan who, you see Brooks play shooting guard. He probably could play a little bit of point. You see DeJulius do the same. I think you have those guys who, when they get the ball in their hands up on the wing, they may not necessarily be as athletic as Henry or Brown in regards to slashing, getting to the basket, and finishing around the hole.
Or have the size.
But they're capable of doing it in addition to the fact that they still have a little bit of point guard vision.
Well, they don't have the size. That's the big problem, you know, with DeJulius and Brooks. They're smaller guards. So, yeah, you're right about the point guard position, that they probably are primarily point guards coming out of high school. And that's a whole other topic we could dive into, where Juwan needs length if he wants to do the things he wants to do. I mean, right now they don't have length on the wing. I mean, besides Wagner, who do they have on the wing with length? I mean, Livers, but he's hurt.
Have anybody else on the wing?
I mean, they really don't. And this is something that we did know, and something that I was fooled again by the Michigan Blue Kool-Aid. We knew this coming in. We knew that they had scoring depth issue, but now it's not scoring depth issue. It's defensive depth issues, where they don't have a lot of wing depth on defense even. And they also have depth problems up front, because Austin Davis is playing a lot now, and he never did. So, you know, they have issues. You want to talk about a team that has issues and not figuring out who the four is? Michigan. Not Michigan State. Michigan State's got plenty of depth at the four.
Guy will step up at that moment in time.
Yeah, so at this point, look, Michigan is – they are who we thought we were. We say that so many times, but it's true. This isn't
Rest
shocking.
Rest in peace, Denny Green.
Yeah, this isn't shocking, but, you know, as a Michigan person, you always get shocked somehow. And the humble pie, the, you know, the drinking the Kool-Aid, all that stuff is true, again. And I think at this point, Juwan's going to have to do a great job coaching, Tyler, because this team is on the verge of everything that we said would happen. We didn't know if they could make the tournament. This is a tough conference. You're now 2-4. You have a lot of tough games ahead of you. And I said it, didn't I, Tyler, the other day, what I say? Them winning 10 games in the Big Ten is going to be a tough battle. And it's all coming right in front of our face. So now Juwan Howard is going to have to sit there in front of all these reporters who have a lot to say, because there's a lot of Michigan people, there's a lot of supporters, and he's not used to all this media that isn't going to just like it when you lose. This isn't the NBA where people just don't care about wins and losses. People care about winning here. And, you know, you're going to have to take it on the chin. And if you're going to sit here and diss reporters for asking you simple questions, that ain't going to fly around here. Jim Harbaugh does that. And it don't work. It just doesn't work. And he's going to find himself wondering, what in the world did I get myself into? Boy, I was crying tears of joy when I first got here, and I'm going to be crying tears of, how do I get a new job? because that's just how Michigan operates. The hype ain't real, man. You know that, Tyler. Winning championships is real. And I'm just, you know, let's I'm done with Michigan. I don't, you know, I'm going to always root for them, but I'm not going to sit here and continue to get fooled over and over. So let's talk about something positive. Cassius Winston. You know, like Cassius Winston, unbelievable last night.
Well,
breaks the record.
Yeah, and I think that that's the only regard you would call him unbelievable, is he maybe had his worst game of the season.
Yeah.
Even with Purdue in the mix, only 6 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 of 12 shooting. I feel like that there was a little bit of pressure for him to make those passes.
Yeah.
And so I think that that was primarily on his mind. And now I think the monkey's off his back. You're going to see a different type of player. You're going to see the Cassius Winston that we've seen, you know,
yeah,
2 weeks ago, and not so much the one we've seen the last two games. Because I feel like that was a ton of pressure. I think it was a ton of pressure to do it at home. And, I mean, you saw Tom Izzo put him in there when maybe you didn't need him. And it looked like he was just trying to get him to that mark so he could do it at the Breslin Center with, you know, we've talked about Maya, basketball hero Mateen Cleaves in the building. So I think that that was a lot of pressure for him last night. And I think that that was his primary focus. You saw on the shots where he normally comes off the screen and is able to initiate contact, you see him jump up like he's going to shoot and then try to look for somebody else cutting to the basket because he knows he's drawing help. And
yeah.
So I think like the play where Malik Hall got him to tie the record. And so I think that that was kind of weighing on him a little bit. But look, Watts had a huge game. He was good defensively, just breaking ankles left and right on offense. Aaron Henry, they got him going early. They were trying to get him to use his right hand in the post on the very first possession. And they were able to get that going on. Aaron Henry, a lefty shooter, but just so good with his right hand finishing around the hoop and almost prefers to finish with his right around the hoop. Then obviously Tillman has been Xavier Tillman this season, you know, one of the top two bigs in the Big Ten, maybe outside of Lucas Garza. Just absolutely phenomenal play. And then Gabe Brown, 5 for 5. And
that was great. I mean,
yeah,
those
were the players that Michigan State's been needing to step up. And against Purdue, they no-showed. And against Wisconsin, they showed up. And that was what was needed when Cassius Winston's struggling from the field like that. And, I thought it was a collective team effort, which, you know, on a night you break the all-time assist record, it's kind of fitting, even though most of those assists, you know, they're not coming from you.
No, what do we just talk about? It seems like everything's just coming, true that we mentioned right in front of our eyes where we thought Michigan was going to struggle. And we also thought that Michigan State was going to have to win games without Cassius playing well. And it's all just coming right in front of our face. I mean, me and Tyler, we're just geniuses, I guess. I mean, I think that last night's game was a big step in the right direction for Michigan State's role players. Guys like Gabe Brown playing the way they did, the excitement and the confidence that Rocket Watts played with. I mean, this is a kid that I've been talking to Tyler about, you know, for 2 years. So I felt good that, hey, finally I'm right. Rocket Watts is that good. He was special last night. He's explosive. He's the player that I've seen playing at the prep school level.
Last 3 games, he's played well. It wasn't just last night. Even that Purdue game, he was our best player.
Absolutely. And he's a key piece. I mean, another piece that State needs and another key piece to making that run. That when you talk about Michigan State, we all know, Tyler, this is about big things here. This isn't about, you know, just making the Sweet 16, which seems to be the goal for Michigan now. And this is where they are. This is a couple players away from winning it all, a couple players away from for sure getting back to where you were, and then now you just got to play great. Those are the type of talks that, you know, Michigan State, you think they would talk, but no. Instead, Michigan State just keeps working and they don't seem to hype it up, which I would hope that Michigan would adopt that philosophy eventually. You could always learn a few things from your little brother, and that would be one great thing you could. And, you know, I just think that, you know, I know we talk more about Michigan State, you know, in basketball on the show, but I think that it's time to, you know, break up, you know, bring up certain things. I mean, you know, Tyler, how I've been today. I've been in a wonderful mood. I just think it at some point you have to have that breaking point and tell the truth. And I think that